I think most of the public would like to know what's happening. So let me just give a little bit of background that this application for the power station has been kind of more than 2 decades, I think, that there has been an application for an environmental impact assessment. And as environmental justice organization, we requested a climate change impact assessment of the plant. And we know that this authorization that comes now, it's on the back of the other one that was done. But all the requests for the answers on the questions that we had, we're not satisfied about it. And the minister, I think, made a gross mistake because there's still a lot more licensing that's needed for the plant. And South Africa, we cannot afford this. And we've heard from the previous ministers when they were saying that we'll only have nuclear or procure nuclear reactors or whatever kind of nuclear power when at a pace and scale that a country can afford. And currently we know that Eskom Kubek has been slapped with almost a billion rands fines from Framatome. So how are we going to be able to afford that when there's debt mounting and mounting over Kubek power station itself? And some of the malfunctioning of the reactors at Kubek calls for question if the minister really applied his mind or is he just under pressure. We don't have the integrated resource plan now, which tells us how much of the energy mix we need, and there has been no public participation around the policy. And so if the minister goes ahead, he's jumping, you know, ahead without the policy being there. And currently South Africa is discussing what we call national determined contributions. And so the nuclear fuel chain is carbon intensive, so it's going to add much more to the carbon budget of the country. Nuclear, it's risky. Where are we going to put the waste? The farmers in the Northern Cape where the current waste is being kept are also up in arms to say there has been damage to the soil, and not only at where the waste is kept, also at the site areas. So those are some of our concerns.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me because there's no money for it. Let's face it. We had the whole Russian debacle. So do you actually think that this reactor, no matter what size it may be, will ever be built? Because the current Kubek has its own set of challenges. Like, as you correctly say, it's got a 1 billion rand fine to pay. I personally don't see this taking off. Maybe it's just a spectacular piece of paper pushing on somebody's desk.
We would not want to see this old technology generation of electricity taking off. And that's why we are challenging. And currently, we are also looking at how what our next steps around this authorization obviously would be part of the submissions, the appeal, the public participation. But what we really want is for the people around Cape Town to be actively involved in questioning whether this is something that they would want to have in their backyard, and whether I think currently people should ask themselves, if there is an accident at Kubek currently, do they know what to do? Are there any preventative measures? Do people know how to react? And this is what would really want people around Cape Town, but not only around Cape Town, but also the whole country to look at, because this is a dangerous way of generating electricity. It's also a very costly way economically and environmentally to generate electricity.
Yeah, finally, I have a very funny story about it. Maybe it's not funny. I can remember in the early days when the Kubek was being built, there was a certain gentleman who worked for the city council, I'm not going to mention names, who on completion of the nuclear plant promptly moved right away from Cape Town because he said he wasn't going to be there during a nuclear disaster. This was an engineer. Interesting story, isn't it?
It is very interesting. I don't think he's the only one. There are those who actually also have asked the city of Cape Town as to what would happen. But what I think needs to be done now is people need to make use of the Climate Change Act, particularly those that are living around. The Climate Change Act specifically says that any project or so-called development projects, the people need to, at a local level, they would need to know if it's safe, whether that is not going to harm their environment. And as we know that we are a water scarce country, and Cape Town had come to zero, where there was no water. That is a big issue, because this so-called proposed plant or authorized plant would need a lot of water, so it's going to be water guzzling. So would you rather have water for a nuclear power plant that is very dangerous, or would you rather have a water for everyday use, for everyday life, to water your gardens rather than taking that water into the nuclear power plant? So I don't know whether they would pass the water use license. I don't know whether they would pass an installation site license. So there were a lot of people who were concerned. I live in Johannesburg. Every time I go to Cape Town, I really sometimes do not want to think about it, but I don't feel comfortable staying longer in Cape Town because of the dangers that I know might happen. But let's hope it doesn't happen. But let's hope that more of our people would be educated and they would be able to interact with the city and use the Climate Change Act to protect their environment.
100%. Makoma Lekalaka, Director of EarthLife Africa, thanks for talking to us about the possibility of another nuclear reactor at Daneufontein or Coburg. Thanks for joining us. Everything of the best.
Thank you, and thank you to your listeners.